Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio, located inside Digital Ignition, where North Atlanta startups take off. It's time for North Fulton Business Radio.
And hello again, everybody, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studio here at Digital Ignition. I'm Mike Salmon. John Ray, not here today, visiting his granddaughter out in Dallas. So he'll be back next week. But we do have two great guests in the studio, Ed Brown from DataScan and Rick Folia from AutomationDirect.com are here in the studio. Before we get to Ed and Rick, I want to let you know that Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service, and they're dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether you're purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more info, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter. Our first guest here in the studio, Ed Brown, is the president of DataScan. Good morning, Ed.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here in the studio, along with your marketing team, by the way.
Oh, yes. You've brought my entourage.
You've brought your entourage. DataScan, tell us about your company. What do you guys do?
Yeah, so we're in the auto finance space. Specifically, we provide technology solutions for lenders who are providing financing for dealerships on their inventory. So it's floor plan lending. We also have a second part of our company where we actually provide auditors that then go out using the technology we provide, which is basically an accounting system, and then verifying that the inventory that's being financed is actually there at the dealership. So we have about 350 of our associates that are in the field throughout the United States. We have about 160, 165 associates here in Alpharetta. Mm-hmm. That provide the technology support to support those auditors. And we are growing. We hope to have about another 20 or 30 associates in the next 18 months. We should be around 185 associates.
Okay.
So the company was founded back in 1989. It was acquired in 2003 by JAM Family Enterprises, which is our parent company. They're also in the auto space. They are the distributor for Toyota here in the southeastern United States. We buy and sell about 450,000 vehicles from Toyota and distribute those to 176 dealerships here in the Southeast. And then we have another company that provides financial and insurance products, those things that are sold to extended service contracts and so on that you would buy in a dealership while you're buying your vehicle. We have a company that does that. And then we're part of a finance company that provides captive financing for the dealers that we provide distribution for. So in other words, of the 176 Toyota dealerships, we provide loans and leases to the consumer that are buying those vehicles in those dealerships.
To the customer or to the dealership
themselves? To the customer.
Okay.
And then we also provide real estate loans, commercial loans to the dealers themselves to help them as they're remodeling or building out new entities. And then the floor plan lending side, we also lend on their inventory. And that's where DataScan comes into play, where we partner with our parent company is actually one of our customers, and we're providing the technology to help them track those vehicles that they're financing. And then we have the folks, our auditors that are in the field that actually go out and verifying that the inventory is at the dealership.
Okay. You mentioned a lot there, Ed.
Sorry. It's too much.
But DataScan is kind of your baby then.
So DataScan's our baby.
That's the automation or the software.
Yes.
That these dealerships are using.
Yes. So we provide a product, we call it the WI, the Wholesale Intelligence Technology Suite. And that's what allows the lender. So a lender could be a large manufacturer like General Motors, for instance, or it could be a bank like Chase, where we provide them with a technology solution where they can now lend to that dealer and they have security on each of the vehicles that they lend to. So we're tracking each and every vehicle.
Okay.
So we have thousands, hundreds of thousands of vehicles that are residing in our technology. In terms of total value, it's probably around $19 billion in assets that we're tracking on our technologies for those lenders. And then to support the lender, as I said, we have 350 people that are out in the field actually then going to the dealership. So if the dealer says, I've lent dealer ABC, you've given him financing for 50 vehicles, we go to see that those 50 vehicles are actually sitting there at the dealership. So there's two sides of our business.
A little accountability there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you're involved in technology, obviously. Technology's changing all the time.
Yes,
I'm assuming it changes in the auto industry. How do you keep up with that?
Yeah, so we work very closely with our customers and trying to understand what their needs are. We are meeting with them on a regular basis. We have users conferences where we pull our users together, our customers. As you said, technology's changing every day. So even if the core process that we provide today doesn't really change, the technology that supports it does change. So we're constantly looking at ways to improve the underlying technology suite to make our product more efficient, more effective. We're all about risk management. A lot of what we do is to make sure that the lenders are knowing that their assets are there that they are lending against. And if that vehicle is sold, that they're then paid for that vehicle. So we're always looking at ways to improve our risk management tools and giving the dealers access to know what inventory they have and what the lender's expecting and when things are due for payment and so on. So there's a lot of moving parts to it. But for us on the technology side, it's really looking at deploying new technologies as they become available.
We're talking with Ed Brown, the president of DataScan here on North Fulton Business Radio from the Roswell Infinity Studio, by the way. Our studio is sponsored by Roswell Infinity. Maybe, if not a client, maybe a potential client somewhere down
the
road.
That's right.
So you guys have the capability of working with dealerships from coast to coast.
We do. As I said, we have a close relationship with Toyota just because our parent company is a distributor for Toyota, but we deal with all brands. We have thousands of dealerships that we're in throughout the day, throughout all the United States. We do have some customers internationally as well, but our audit presence is really North America, United States, and Canada, but we have our technology has been deployed by our customers in other parts of the world.
Okay. Looking at the notes here, recent promotion to president. Tell us about yourself, how you got to where you are today.
So I joined JM Family 14 years ago, and I have spent time with our parent company, World Omni, which is the parent company of DataScan, working on a number of fronts in our third-party businesses like a DataScan. We have other subsidiaries, so I had responsibility for those in the past. I did a short stint with our insurance company that provides the finance and insurance products in a dealership, and I did a startup in Brazil for them. So I moved to São Paulo, Brazil, spent a couple of years there. I've got that running, and then they asked me to come back home. So I've been back in the U.S. now for about 4 years, working at World Omni's, which again is the parent company of DataScan. And back in January, they asked me to step back into DataScan and to take charge here. We see just great, tremendous opportunity in growing this business. We are having record-breaking revenue months in growth. We also have an exciting project underway where we're building a new building in the city center of Alpharetta.
Oh, that's right. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. So we're excited that we're building a building right in town right next to City Hall and the library.
Downtown Alpharetta, yeah.
Downtown Alpharetta. So we'll be moving from here in little northern Alpharetta back down into the central area. We're really excited about it because, as a technology company, it's highly competitive to hire and retain folks and our associates. And we also look at our associates as our most valued asset. Without them, we really struggle in accomplishing what we're trying to accomplish. So we're looking for a good work-life balance. We're looking for more green space, nice restaurants and shops nearby where they can fully take advantage of that. And that's what Alpharetta has to offer in the new city center. Now, maybe it's not new, but in the newly developed.
Right.
And so we're thrilled to be going down there. We think it's going to actually help us in our recruiting and retaining our associates. And then again, it gives them that work-life balance, being able to walk over to Avalon, you know, enjoying all the nice restaurants and shops that are right nearby is going to be important for us.
Yeah.
Well,
and as you grow the business, and obviously you've got some great plans and great things happening, how do you find the new clients? How do you grow the business?
Well, we have a business development team that are out there and always, you know, knocking on doors and talking to primarily large banks that are lending in the floor plan space for auto. We also spend a lot of time talking to the manufacturers. So one of our clients, as an example, is BMW, and they are worldwide, obviously. We have a strong relationship with them here in North America, and we also have, they use our technology in other parts of the world. And so we're always out looking and talking to the various manufacturers out there as well. So it's really banks and manufacturers here who we target.
I got you.
They're usually pretty big players. Right. The sales cycle is usually pretty long because, you know, they're big portfolios, they're big lenders, and even just converting someone from another system onto our system, it takes time. So it's a long sales cycle, and it's a long conversion or migration from current technologies to our technology. So it's not a quick type of sale. It's a very much a consultative type of sale, where, you know, we have about 80-85% market share. So we're pretty much the big player in the market. So we're pretty well known. It's our brand, although may not be known to the general public,
right?
In the space and the niche in which we serve, we're a pretty big player. So, but we still are advertising and marketing, but we also have a pretty strong presence in the market and are pretty well known.
That's great. Well, you talked about the move and everything, and that's exciting. You guys, from what I understand, very involved in the community.
Yes.
Talk about the importance of that for DataScan.
Yeah. So that's another big part of the move into the more into the city center, is to be more connected with the community. Our parent company, World Omni, and its parent company, Jam Family Enterprises, are all about giving back to the community. Our founder, Jim Moran, the company's named after him, JM Family Enterprises, is Jim Moran. He always believed in giving back to the community. So we do that in all the locations in which we serve. Now, here in Alpharetta specifically, we just had a fundraiser with our associates raising funds, and we had raised $5,600 that we called it our Spring Into Giving campaign. And that was benefiting the place of Forsyth County. We also have raised $81,500, and that's been given out to different nonprofit organizations in Alpharetta since 2015, just to give you an idea. And some of that is from the company, and our associates also give back quite a bit. Our associates have also donated over 1,800 hours of their time, their personal time, at company-sponsored events. Our keen focus is around children and families.
Yeah.
We also are big on education, providing essential needs. And the last really important area for us as well is the environment and supporting environmental groups. So a lot, there's a lot of activity around that, and it's something that's really important to us. So being part of the, you know, the North Fulton County community and Alpharetta, it's important for us to give back and to thank.
Right.
You know, the associates and the folks that are out there trying to do all the right things.
Well, you're definitely doing all the right things, even though the general public may not be familiar with DataScan specifically. I mean, you guys are out there and really making a name for yourself. That's great. So where do you see yourself? Where do you see the company in 5 years, 10 years from now? You talk about the market share, pretty large part of the market share. Where do you go from here? Where do you go 5 years from now, 10 years from now?
Yeah, I mean, there's still some opportunity for us in the United States. You know, so a big part of it is maintaining the customer base that we have today, as there's new entrants that may be coming in to be able to, you know, secure business with them. And then for those, you know, few manufacturers that don't have us as a client, to, you know, continue to pursue them. That's for our core business. But we'd also like to look to grow and to expand, probably still focused in the auto industry, but there's, you know, given the skill sets that we have and the technology developers that we have, we see that there's probably opportunities for us moving more into international markets down the road, but also here in North America to provide other similar products to what we provide today. So expanding our product set is probably the best way to say it.
Right. And we won't say any more. We don't want to give away all the secrets.
Yeah, yeah. I can't get to too much more than that.
But. Exactly. Well, for those that are listening, Ed, that might want to find out more about DataScan, maybe they are involved with some dealerships and might be potential clients for you. How can they find out more?
Yeah, the best is to go to our website. So onedatascan.com. It's O-N-E, not the number one, but onedatascan.com. There's a lot of information on there. You can contact us through there. We'd love to share more about our company. Anyone who has any questions and interested in what we do and what we're doing in the Alpharetta area, we'd be happy to spend time and explain what we're doing.
Yeah. And not just potential clients that might want to look into you, but obviously maybe people that want to work for a good company. Sounds like a great place to work.
Yes, we would love to recruit. We have a number of openings, especially in the technology area. So I think we've got over 20 openings today, so we are hiring. And so if you're interested, please get on our website. That's the best way to link up with our human resources and our recruiters.
Great. Well, Ed, thanks for coming in and sharing all this information about DataScan.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the opportunity.
Ed Brown, the president of DataScan, joining us here on the program, North Fulton Business Radio. Before we go to our next guest, Rick, I want to remind everybody that this program is brought to you by Faratech. They're an authorized HP and Xerox dealer that also sells and services all leading brands of toner, printers, copiers, and computer hardware. Faratech has certified service technicians that provide on-site service and a delivery team that offers free local delivery and pickup 5 days a week. For more information, visit them at faratech.com. That's FARRATECH.com. All right, our next guest here on the program, Rick Folia with AutomationDirect.com. Rick, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Mike.
AutomationDirect.com, tell us what your company does.
Well, the name sort of says it all. Have you ever seen on TV a video of a factory and maybe bottles are going by just whizzing down a conveyor line. They're getting filled and capped and labeled and packaged and all that automated factory stuff, right?
Yeah.
Well, Automation Direct sells all that automation, all that factory equipment to the factory so they can do that. The difference is, in the old days, and still to a large extent today, the way people order that equipment is by going to a distributor. And they say, how much do you want? Well, how much do you need? And they negotiate, and there's a 4 to 6 week delivery. And well, in this day of the internet, that just doesn't cut it.
Mm-hmm.
Automation Direct is a factory supplier of all this equipment, but it's just like a little company you may have heard of called Amazon. You go online, drop in your shopping cart, buy now, have it in 2 days, done. So it's Automation Direct. Factory automation, direct to you via the web.
So you're not the manufacturer of all the parts and pieces and everything that you see.
Nope.
But you're kind of, can you say a one-stop shop in a way? Whatever we need, we can kind of go to automationdirect.com?
Exactly.
I got you. Now, you're the senior technical marketer. So what does Rick do at the company?
Well, in any company.
Other than come on Business Radio X.
Yeah. Well, in any company, you're going to have your marketing guys that know how to get the word out, and you're going to have your engineers that know how to design the product. Well, someone has to get those two people communicating. I'm actually an engineering background. It's my job to translate the engineering for the marketing guys and the marketing for the engineering guys. I'm the in-between guy.
I gotcha.
I'm an explainer.
Okay. So you help these factories and these people that are producing their widgets or whatever get everything they need for the automation so they can
My day-to-day job is to produce content that explains what we have to our customers to get them up and running quickly. And they appreciate that.
Which you could argue might be one of the most important jobs with the company.
It's a great way to market stuff. When you help someone understand how to get their job done, you don't have to sell them anything.
Well, something that's right up your alley that I know you guys are very involved in the STEM outreach program, especially in Forsyth County. Tell us about all about that. I know you're proud of that.
Yeah, Automation Direct is based right here in Cumming. It's about 250 employees, roughly. And we're very grateful to the community for accepting us and taking us in. And we like to give back in many, many ways, you know, whether it be AgeWell Forsyth or Meals on Wheels or the scouting programs. But one of our big outreach opportunities is the whole STEM thing. And in particular, we're very heavy supporters of these extracurricular robotics, these competition robotics programs that they have. The reason for that is it gets kids so engaged in learning and they don't even know it. I've seen it so many times over and over again where a young student will be sitting in math or science or one of these other things and say, you know, why do I have to learn this stuff? Well, as soon as they start building a robot, that changes to, oh, I need to learn this stuff, you know, and they get all excited and engaged in learning. And the teachers come to me and say, Rick, we got to stop this. So why? Well, they won't go home. They're here before class, during class, after class. They're so excited about learning, you know, and it's just really cool to watch. So Automation Direct just loves being a part of that kind of energy and getting these young kids excited about learning.
So you really place a heavy emphasis on that program then?
For a number of reasons. One, to give back to the community, of course. But if you've ever visited Automation Direct, you'll find out their core values are very centered around being gracious and professional and working together and making things happen. And it turns out that these competition robotics programs that they have emphasize the same values. If you look at the way they're structured, it's not go beat the snot out of your competitor. It's, you know, how can you work with your competitor so you can both achieve greatness? And that's really what Automation Direct's about. So we do appreciate that.
Well, maybe I'm wrong, but these guys that are building the robots and guys and women, men and women that are, you know, the young one people today, they're the ones that are going to be running these factories and coming up with great ideas and coming up with the next widget, I guess, potential clients for you in the future.
Well, exactly. I mean, it's very self-serving if you think about it, right? We're growing our future client base. But more than that, it's interesting. There was a study done a year or two ago, I guess, and I may not have the details exactly right, but hopefully you get the gist of it. They wanted to know what dollars spent in Georgia, how they were impacting the economy of Georgia. So they looked at various things. One of them was athletics, for example. In Georgia, for every dollar we put into the athletic programs in the high schools, do you know what the economic benefit to Georgia is? It's a 20-to-1 ratio. We get a nickel back. They did the exact same study for these after-school extracurricular programs like robotics. And you know what? The answer came up exactly the same, 20-to-1. But in the other direction. For every dollar spent on these programs in Georgia, Georgia gets $20 back. Who wouldn't invest in something like that?
Yes, real smart. Now, you've been doing it for a while. Have you guys been able to see kind of a tangible result?
Yeah, I've been doing it for a little over a decade now. And the cool thing about that is these programs span elementary school, middle school, high school, even into college. So now we're seeing, since it's been 10 years, the kids that started in elementary school have been through the entire program, and they're now becoming active members of the community. We have kids that started doing elementary school robotics, and now they've come back to the county and they're teaching future generations engineering in the schools, for example. So yeah, it's been absolutely huge. And of course, if you read the papers, you see all the stuff that's going on within Forsyth County. There's a new STEM Academy at Central Forsyth High School where they teach engineering. There's a new high school going in, opening up in 2018. It's focused entirely on career tech type things, one of which is mechatronics, avionics, logistics, all those things. All of this is the outgrowth from the pure energy that's been created by these kinds of programs.
You mentioned your background a little bit, you know, kind of an engineering type background. Were you one of those kids growing up that was into the robots and everything? Did you ever see did you see yourself doing what you're doing today?
I wish I had this stuff when I was a kid. Oh my God, I'm so jealous of these guys. I mean, it's amazing. You see these little elementary school kids and middle school kids and of course high school kids, you know, learning about, you know, mechatronics and gear ratios and pneumatics and programming. And where was this stuff when I was a kid? This is fantastic. Yeah. But, you know, did I take washing machines apart? Sure. You know,
you did. We're talking with Rick with AutomationDirect.com. He's the senior technical marketer for the company. And I love that we're having two companies here on the show, DataScan and now AutomationDirect.com, very involved in the community and giving back. For Automation Direct, do you have a brick and mortar building where you store all the things? I'm getting back to the business side now. Where you store everything that people are ordering, or do you order it and get it as it's ordered? You know, as you get the
yeah,
order,
and that would be one.
Or do you keep everything in stock?
That'd be one big difference between us and Amazon. Whereas Amazon, it's all drop ship basically. Automation Direct, no, every bit of it's right here and coming. We have an enormous warehouse which is growing by leaps and bounds. More and more automation being built into it. The latest addition we have is a large building right there in Fairfax in Cumming. It's fully automated. I mean, the robots go retrieve all the parts, bring them to the person who packs them in the box. The box goes off, gets automatically wrapped right onto the truck, and out it goes. I mean, one of the problems we have sometimes is a customer will order a part, change their mind, call back, and we'll say, guy, it's already on a truck, sorry. Because it's so fast and it's so efficient. But yeah, so we bring things in, stock them, a ridiculous in-stock ratio, 99 percentile ratio. It's rare that you call Automation Direct and something is not in stock, ready to ship same day.
And the irony is you have the robots there helping ship the stuff out.
Exactly. The guy in charge of the company teases the logistics guy, says, hey, these elementary school kids are building fancy robots and you have, come on, let's step up the game.
Do you have people, do the students come in and get to see some of this, by the way?
They do. In fact, we just had a whole bunch of students coming a couple of weeks ago. At the end of each season, the students like to come by and say, thank you, Automation Direct, for everything we've done for them. And just watching these kids and again, it's not just about the robots, right? They're learning presentation skills, business management skills, financial management skills. They got to manage all these funds that they get and the programs that they get and the business and the travel, the marketing. They're running a small business with these robotics teams. And to see these kids come back and present Automation Direct, all the things they're doing just blows your mind. But again, like you said, we've been doing this for a little over 10 years and the growth has been phenomenal. I mean, my youngest son started the very first team, but we're running 150 teams now in Forsyth County.
Wow.
And let's see, last year we had the world champion out of Forsyth County. This year, we had a team win the award that's above world champion. There's one above world champion.
What is that?
Remember, these things aren't just about building robots, right? They're about building proper kids. And so, what the Excellence Award, the Chairman's Award, depends on what program you're in, but there's an award that is actually rated higher than winning the competition. And that is that, yeah, you can build robots, but you did it in a gracious way, in a professional way, in a cooperative way. You have outreach into the community. We're getting other people excited about it. You see the big picture.
Yeah.
So it's really cool.
That's good stuff. A couple same questions I asked Ed earlier. I assume your clients anywhere in the world.
Anybody that can click a mouse on a website. Although Automation Direct is primarily focused on North America and Canada.
Okay. Much like DataScan was. Same question as well that I asked Ed. How do you find the new clients or do they just find you?
Well, again.
You're the marketing guy, so I guess you are getting out there to try to find these clients.
We're an internet-based company, so a lot of it's internet-based. Of course, my job is, I do a lot of YouTube content. I produce videos that get customers excited. Let's face it, where do you go today when you want to learn something? You go to YouTube, right? So yeah. They type in YouTube, I want to know how to make a motor go. Well, they see an Automation Direct video on how to do it. You know, whose product are they going to go buy? Well, the one they just learned how to use, right?
Right.
But we do all the traditional marketing also. So just get the word out as best we can.
As the world continues to get more and more automated, obviously a lot of room for growth. Where do you see automationdirect.com in 5 years, 10 years down the road?
The growth trajectory of this company is just phenomenal. The bounds are unlimited. People ask us often, well, what do y'all do there? Well, we build buildings. Let's see, we've put up three new buildings in the last couple of years, and we have two more on the books already. So it's just trying to handle the growth. It's been phenomenal.
You mentioned the space in Cumming. Do you have other brick and mortars throughout, or is this the main place right here?
It's all right down here in downtown Cumming, right behind the Hobby Lobby. People have probably driven by the building and not known what it was. It's got an enormous American flag flying above it. Although, because of the growth and we're running out of space, we are looking at building a warehouse in North Forsyth, and we also have several properties we're renting down here off of, I think it's down here off McFarland someplace.
We might be neighbors.
Yeah, we might be.
All right, very cool. Rick, for those that would like to find out more, did not know that you guys were out there and now wants to find out more, I'm going to ask you an obvious question. Where can they find out more about automationdirect.com?
Gee, I wonder. Certainly go straight to the automationdirect.com website. And if you want to know more about getting involved in some of the STEM programs around the country, the county, drop me a note at Rick Arfolia, R-F-O-L-E-A, at automationdirect.com.
Because you'd be happy to talk about the automation process and everything that you guys supply, as well as the wonderful STEM program that you guys have been a big part of.
You bet.
Big reason for the success in your area. Well, thank you for coming by and sharing everything about automationdirect.com.
Thanks for having us.
Rick Folia with automationdirect.com here on the program. Before we say our goodbyes, I want to remind you that we are broadcasting from the Digital Ignition Building. Digital Ignition is the ultimate place for entrepreneurs to work, innovate, learn, establish, and grow their companies. You could be the next DataScan or AutomationDirect.com. Nestled within a 45,000 square foot building is an open floor plan with co-working office space, dedicated desks, private offices, meeting rooms, event space, a classroom, even a video recording studio, and a pretty good break room that has an outdoor patio and all the fresh ground coffee you can drink. If you want great co-working space as well as space which impresses the investors, customers, and your future employees, visit digitalignition.com. northfulton.com. A quick reminder, you can listen to this program anytime you'd like, 24-7, by going to northfultonbusinessradiox.com. Also, check us out on our social media platforms, including Facebook and LinkedIn and Twitter and all that good stuff. For John Ray, who will be back in the studio next time, and our producer Trey, and Savannah, who is doing our social media during the show, I'm Mike, and we'll see you next time right here on North Fulton Business Radio.